Good morning, church. Wasn't that a nice song? Give thanks with a grateful heart. And we can do that this morning. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we have the ability to be here in church. We are alive. We have the breath of life in us here this morning. And Father, we are determined to take advantage of that, to worship you, to lift up the name of Jesus, to sing praises unto you this morning. And so, Father, as we do that, and we come to you now in spirit and in truth, we ask for your Holy Spirit here to meet us once again. There would just be an awesome time of worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth this conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth this conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth this conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God.
Psalm 50:23.
Amen.
This is a day, this is a day that the Lord has made,
that the Lord has made.
I will rejoice,
I will rejoice,
and be glad in it,
and be glad in it.
This is a day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is a day, this is a day. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. This is a day, this is a day that the Lord has made,
that the Lord has made.
I will rejoice,
I will rejoice,
and be glad in it,
and be glad in it.
This is a day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is a day, this is a day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
Thank you, Lord.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead. Till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call open.
The person who wrote this song, they knew that life would not necessarily be a piece of cake, that we would encourage, let's just say various kinds of resistance, some more, some less. But nevertheless, stand up. Stand up. And then, when the time comes and you're in your darkest place, we're going to sing that song now. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord.
Sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy.
Isn't it an amazing thing when you come into church? There's been times, today I'm feeling good, but there's times I come in here and I feel like you need to pick me up off the floor with a spatula. I mean, I'm just on the floor. Scrape me up, right? And you start singing the song, I don't feel like singing. But we bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, and it is amazing how He lifts us up. It's not necessarily our power, it's His power that does it.
We've got the power in the name.
Amen. Shine on me, shine on me. Let the light of Jesus shine on me. Shine on me, shine on me. Let the light of Jesus shine on me. Shine in me, shine in me. Let the light of Jesus shine in me. Shine in me, shine in me. Let the light of Jesus shine in me. Shine through me, shine through me, shine through me. Let the light of Jesus shine through me. Shine on me, shine on me. Jesus, shine on me, shine on me, shine on me. Let the light of Jesus shine on me, shine in me, shine in me. Let Jesus shine in me, shine in me, shine in me. Let the light of Jesus shine in me, shine through me, shine through me. Shine through me, shine through me, shine through me. Let the light of Jesus shine through me.
Thing in all my life is serving you. to serve you more. I want to serve you more. The greatest thing in all my life is serving you. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. The greatest thing.
Think about that. We sing a song sometimes that says, "Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul." But do we think about it? Imagine if you had been born in a place like Saudi Arabia. There's no light there. It's like the Dark Ages 1,000 years ago in Saudi Arabia. Much enlightenment, the technology they have, they're still closed. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing God, having an intimate, personal relationship with Him, and knowing that our short, very short lifespan here on this earth will be spent then for the rest of eternity with Him. It's going to be wonderful.
Purify my heart, let it be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart, let it be as gold, pure gold, refiner's fire. My heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my Master, ready to do your will. Purify my heart, cleanse me from within, and make me holy. Purify my heart, cleanse me from my sin, deep within, refine us all. My heart's one desire is to be choose to be holy, set apart for you, my Master, ready to do your will. Refiner's fire, my heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my Master, ready to do your will. Refiner's fire, my heart's one desire is to be. Choose to be holy, set apart for you, my Master, ready to do your will.
I worship you.
worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. Worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you.
Jesus.
White as snow, white as snow, though my sins were as scarlet, Lord, I know, Lord, I know that I'm clean and forgiven through the power of your blood. Through the wonder of your love, through faith in you, I know that I can be white as snow. White as snow, white as snow, though my sins were as scarlet, Lord, I know that I'm clean and forgiven through the power of your blood. Through the wonder of your love, through faith in you, I know that I can be white as snow, white as snow, though my sins were as scarlet, Lord, I know that I'm clean and forgiven through the power of your blood. Through the wonder of your love, through faith in you, I know that I can be white as snow, white as snow, white as snow.
Thank you, Lord.
And I lift my voice. sweet sound in your ear.
You know, when we're walking with the Lord, we come to Him now, we lift up our voices in unison, and we're worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. It's like an aroma that's just going up to heaven. And Papa God is just simply saying, I enjoy it. It's a sweet savor. I enjoy it very much. Let's sing the song one more time.
I love you, Lord.
Few words that the Lord was sharing with me today. And this is it. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And that means us. Greater is He that is in us. We have the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwelling in us. And some of us have been listening to the roaring of the lion, and we have been very depressed, very discouraged, because the roaring is so loud and we hear all these things about the government. We hear all these things about our families. We hear things about ourselves and we think they are hopeless. And the roaring is very loud in our ears. But we need to be still and know that God is God and He is greater. In fact, He is far more numerous. And when we take a stand before other people and before the world, greater is He that is for us than he that is against us. It may look like the world is against us, and it is the world system, but greater is He than the God of this world. He is the victor, and our fate is sealed when we become born again. That settles it. We know where we're going. So what is there to worry about? We are going through trials for a short time. And even martyrs have been very happy to give their lives, and many have been tortured because they know the reward that is set before them. And Jesus Himself set the example, knowing the glory that was set before Him. He endured the cross because knowing that it had such a fruitful result. So be encouraged, because greater is He that is in us. Thank you, Jesus.
Before I pray, let me share something, also add to this word that Carol gave us. In 1 Timothy 4:16, it says, neglect not the gift that is within thee, that's given to thee by prophecy, by the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things and give thyself wholly unto them, so that thy profiting may appear to all. So we have a gift inside us, and we need to cultivate it. We need to make it grow. And as it grows, it will bear fruit. And something wonderful we have and need to appreciate it and not to take it lightly. So I thank you, Lord, for that. Now as we pray, Heavenly Father, I ask you right now to give me humbleness and meekness. And I give it all to you, Lord, and I pray not my will, but thy will be done. And help me, I pray, that your name be glorified in this prayer. And let this prayer come before thee like an incense, and the lifting up of our hands as the evening sacrifice. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Let your name be glorified today, we pray, in this body of believers. Let us today celebrate, Jesus celebrate. Let us rejoice in the Lord always, and again we say rejoice. Let our moderation be known unto all men, for the Lord is at hand. Thank you, Father. Let the high praises of God be in our mouth, and the two-edged sword in our hands. And let us, we pray today, fulfill the task and the mission that you have given us, we pray today, in the name of Jesus. As I quote from Isaiah, God spoke to him and he says, who shall I send and who shall go for us? And Isaiah answered and said, here am I, Lord, send me. And we want today, this whole body, that we say, here are we, Lord, use us, send us. Let thy perfect will be done, we pray, Father, and let us fulfill that mission that you have given us. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father. For the harvest out there is great, and the laborers are few. And we pray today for the Lord of the harvest, that he will raise laborers from this body of believers, for the harvest that it is out there. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for blessing of your word, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray today, let your Holy Spirit move in this body in a mighty way. Let him move and let each and every person be touched. And, O Lord, anything, any weakness within us, we ask you to turn it into strength. We pray, O Lord, that you shall supply all our needs, any spiritual needs, physical needs, and financial needs, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you are God, and in you will we trust today, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the anointing upon the pastor, he will bring the message to us. Oh, let the power of God fall upon him, we pray, Father. Give him freedom to preach and let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for having it your way. Not our way, but thy way, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray for the finances of this church. We pray for many blessings, O Lord, in this church body, we pray in the name of Jesus. O Lord, you are provider, Jehovah Jireh. You men are not our support system, but God is our support system. He is our provider. He is our keeper. He is the shade on our right hand. And he will not suffer for to be moved, and he that keepeth us will not slumber. And we pray, O Lord, that you put in the heart of each and every person to give out of what he has given us. and give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And Lord, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. And we pray also that give the anointing. Let the anointing be upon each and every person that gives a testimony today. And let your name be glorified with the testimonies. And we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen.
Good morning. That piano sure is a beautiful instrument, huh?
Yes.
I don't know who designed it. Does anybody know? Whoever did a good job. A caveman? With some bones, maybe. Well, he had the right idea. Okay. So, I've got a testimony this morning. Yes? Okay. Do you got an announcement for him?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on up and take care of that birthday.
He's a rare to come up here. Isaac is very excited today. You gonna say something?
How old are you?
I don't know. Three. He's 3 years old. So now, let me lift him up here a little bit. If you want to ask him later on about his clothing and the characters that he has on it, he'll be sure to inform you. Make sure you listen for at least a couple minutes because he's going to go through all of his clothing. You know, he likes it very much, so... He's got his special clothing on today, and he's very excited, as you can see. I mean, he was leading the way up here, so he's watched his brother do it.
It's always nice to have some new clothes.
Happy birthday, dear.
go back now, see Mama? Okay, testimonies or birthday? Who else has a birthday? Oh, okay, Cindy. Okay, so Cindy, let's come on up and sing happy birthday. Your husband put you on the spot today. Okay.
Don't ask me how old I am.
Okay. Well, however old you are, you look great.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Okay. So let's see. Any more birthdays today? No? Okay. I'm glad mine's not for a while. Okay, so I have a testimony. Well, I'll tell you what. Any other testimonies? I see, okay, quite a few testimonies. Let's do Natalia's testimony first. Okay, come on, Natalia.
Okay. I'll praise the name of God with a song and magnify him with thanksgiving.
Onward,
Christian soldier, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before.
Christ
a warrior master, be against the foe, forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldier, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Onward, then ye people, join our happy throne, when thou shalt voices in the triumph songs, glory, love, and honor unto Christ the King, this to countless ages let the angels sing. Onward, Christian soldier, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before.
Amen. And Natalia wants me to inform you that she got brand new high heels.
Thank you.
Can't wait to grow up. As you all know, I'm in trouble, so I might as well keep going. A couple of weeks ago, on a Saturday morning, it's a wonderful day because I get to stay home and make a big breakfast, and I'm looking forward to it every Saturday. So anyway, Natalia was coming down the stairs, and she stopped, and she turned to me, and she said, Papa Dedushka, am I going to see you in heaven? I sort of choked up a little bit and started grasping for some air. I mean, who wouldn't want to see that precious angel in heaven? So my testimony today is, what would it profit a man to inherit the whole world if he loses his soul and to be in glory with Jesus Christ? Therefore, I urge you to invest. We already know that investing in this earth, property, merchandise, so forth, is an upside down economy. When downhill, you know you're gonna lose there, but the only sure investment is in heaven, in our Lord Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
All the world saying to invest in gold, right? I'll bet you the price of gold goes down too. Okay, after they get it real high. Okay, I have a testimony. Well, I have a couple things. I want to share this morning is. Usually, Monday through Friday, I'm getting up, or Monday through Saturday, before my wife, but on Sunday, she usually gets up before me. That's the one day I sleep in a little bit. And so she had the newspaper, and if your name's in the newspaper, she'll find it. So... Anyway, my name wasn't in there, but a couple that we had brought here to church a couple years ago, her name was in the paper this morning, and for domestic violence. And you know, when she came here, and talked with us a little bit. She had that opportunity, you know what I mean, to decide where she was going to go. And so, we've since that time, you know, they've kind of pushed us away, and but we've knocked on their door and they wouldn't answer, and that kind of thing. I do believe that God is still knocking at her door. And so, anyway, I thought that was interesting. You hear the pastor say many stories like that, too. And it's just the way it is for a lot of people. And I want to share a little testimony. We had... family, little upheaval in the family. But and I wanted to say this also, that I was late this morning. I was right on time, but I went to get some milk out of my refrigerator and noticed the light bulb wasn't on. This is the refrigerator I have in the garage, and then I have a freezer right next to it. So I thought about that a little bit, thinking maybe that bulb's burnt out, and I sat down and put some milk on my cereal, you know, and got partway through it, you know, and I thought, well, I better check this out a little further. And come to find out, I didn't have no power. So my first thoughts were, I don't know if I'm going to make it today, because if I don't want to have to transfer all this food or find another way or whatever. But that was my first thought. And because you don't want to lose all your food in your refrigerator and freezer, of course. And so I had to track that down a little bit. And the reason I don't really know... if most people recognize it, but this series that we're going through right now, I think is very, 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 very valuable. Yeah, and it's about families. And so anyway, I think that it was just the enemy trying to keep me out of here. But for some reason, I had no power. And I monkeyed around with the GFI a little bit. And I have, you know, it didn't seem to be out of order. But then I got power again. So, and my cereal got soggy. Okay. So, anyway, I do want to say that to reread the lessons and to go over them through the week, even if sometimes I go over the same lesson two or three times during the week, and it is very profitable. Okay, so on Sunday night, last Sunday night, my son came over because there was a few things. I'm going to give you the short version. There was some disruptions, okay, and we talked about it. We left. He left, and everything was fine. And on Monday morning, I talked to him, and his attitude was totally different. And, you know, I want to say his face was hard. I don't know if you understand that term. But, and he ended up walking off the job. A lot of words were said. But what was amazing was in one night, the turnaround, and the enemy had really done his job. And so I just let it go. I called Pastor John and asked for some more prayer support. And then I done some praying myself, and you know, went back and did my Bible study. I had to go to the job that morning to talk to these guys, but then the devil always wants you to derail you out of your Bible study too. So I did. I went back home, did my Bible study, and then enlisted the prayer support. And it didn't look good, but by Tuesday morning, what I've been doing also, you know, there's another story involved in this. As I leave the gym in the morning, I walk into Marysville from Yuba City, and you have to go over this bridge, and I walk around this neighborhood, and I walk back to the gym, trying to get exercise, and also it's a good time to pray and have a little solitude. So as I'm doing that, I've been circling around this house where my brother lives with this other woman that I don't know from Adam. Okay, so I've been going by there, and when I go by there, I'm praying, you know, God, you know, do what's necessary for my brother to cause him to get his life in order and to repent and all that. So anyway, that same afternoon, Monday afternoon, when everything had blown up within my own family, I get a call out of the blue from my brother, which I haven't heard from him in months. And then we get into quite a discussion and argument. And he's a little upset because I told him about a year ago that God told me to tell him that the next thing he's going to lose is his life. Now, I don't usually tell anybody that God told me to tell you anything. But every now and then, God does heavily impress upon you to tell somebody something. So, but God didn't tell me anything about, you know, what color of shoes you ought to be wearing. So, you know what I'm saying? That's not something I would speak unless I really felt God was telling me to tell somebody that. And so, he was, just going off the deep end and cussing me out and carrying on. So I had a whole lot of upheaval that day. And so anyway, by Tuesday morning, my son, which I had a run-in with, as I was walking, he had called. And I did my normal walk Tuesday morning, and I walked right around my brother's place again and kept up the same prayer, you know. I feel like I'm walking around Jericho. And so my son called me and apologized, and everything was smoothed over. But it also impressed upon me how quickly things can turn. And also reminded me of the scripture in the Bible that says that the members of your own household will come against you and think that they're doing the right thing. So I sent my brother, I sent him a text message the next day. Anybody like to do text messages? Oh, yeah. I do. Okay. They're becoming more popular. Anyway, text messages are nice. I sent a text message that said, no man can serve two masters. And then God is waiting to hear from you. So the next morning I got a phone call, and I don't see my screen too easily sometimes, you know, without my reading glasses. And so I just answer the phone. I don't screen all my calls. It was my brother, and he said, don't be leaving me any text messages. And so the next morning I sent him another one. So, and I haven't heard back from him since. But the thing about a text message is, if you don't want to read it, all you got to do is delete it. You know? So it's I think it's a good tool to be used in God's kingdom. And I'm going to keep walking around that house and praying for that situation. And I think I do believe that a lot of Christians are getting squeezed right now and see where they're going to line up. So, okay, Monica, you had testimony?
Good morning. This is a little report on my mother. I don't know if you all know that, but she... Her leg was broken, and it's been in a cast for the last 2 months or so. And I've been praying a lot for her that it, whatever happened to it, if it had to be amputated, that my mother would be okay with whatever the decision the doctor made. So yesterday I spoke with her, and she says, the cast is off. And I said, do you have your leg still? And she said, yes. And so I said, are you okay with that? And she said, yes. And so she says that she has like a support that she put on just to keep everything together, because the bone inside is paper thin. And so she could very easily break the bone again. But the doctor managed somehow to put it together, so now it's supposedly healed. So the only reason I'm saying this is because, you know, I give God the glory for that, and I said to my mother, now you need to be thankful to God that he let you keep the leg, because that's what it amounts to, that she needs to be thankful and thank him and praise him for that. And she says, yes, I understand that. So that's just a little praise report.
Okay, any more testimonies this morning? Okay, come on up.
I have a quick praise report also. I found out this past week why I've been under so much persecution on the job. last week, my boss, Debbie's daughter, had a baby, and it was her first baby. And the baby, Clint Thomas, failed his newborn hearing test. And they were scheduled to retake the test in 2 weeks. And on Monday, she had the baby a week ago Friday, and on Monday she came. Of course, everyone in the department was coming and wanting to find out, you know, the details about the birth of the baby. And I was one of the last to come up for the report. And she pulled me aside and told me about what had happened with the hearing test and told me that no one else knew, very few people knew, but she wanted to tell me because she knew that I believed in prayer, that I believed in God, and that she wanted me to pray. And so, you know, on my way home that evening, I thought, okay, that's why, you know, there's all this persecution. And so I prayed, and then I sent in the request into the prayer team. So I just want to let everyone know that yesterday they actually took the test early, and we got the phone call yesterday afternoon that the baby passed the test. Amen. And Debbie knows that it was God that did the healing.
I know we prayed diligently for that little one. Okay, Satiris.
I have a praise report also. And I want to declare God's marvelous works. He's faithful. He never fails us. And when we pray, He answers prayers. And that's the beginning. Now let me pray that God will give me I will not miss anything from what happened, what took place. Heavenly Father, I ask you that you give me clarity of mind. You give me, O Lord, the anointing that I will share this testimony the way it took place. And I want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for having it done to your perfection. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I was traveling in San Rafael, and I was on my way home. And all of a sudden, it came to me the desire to stop and see a customer, an old customer of mine that might have been 20 years ago that I used to do business, sell products to him. So I take a quick turn, and I stop the car there, and I went inside, as I started talking to him, I first said, "Do you recognize me?" "Oh, yes," he says. He has a mini mart, and he's from Persia, and he's Muslim, of course, and has been there for many years. So we started talking and exchanging things and telling me about his life and so on and so forth. And every time a customer came, I was going to the side to let them serve the customer. And that went on for a while. And then I decided to give a brief testimony of Joanne's healing. So I did not know why I was doing it, but I did it anyhow. Yeah, after I finished, then customers were coming in. I was going to the site and so on, and this went on for a while. Then I asked him, "Would you like me to pray for you?" He knew by that time that I was a Christian. I was going to church and what God was doing in my life. And I asked him if he wanted the prayer. So he says, "Well, yes, okay." So I prayed for him, and that was done. Then a lady comes, he goes to the counter, and he started talking to him and says, I'm hurting, I have cancer, she says to him. So he says to her, go and speak to this man there, he says to her. So, and I was, as I was listening, but I was sitting near, standing nearby, and I was listening, I was excited. Oh, let me speak to that woman, let me speak to that woman, I was saying to myself. So before long, the man said, go see, speak to that man, he might be able to help you. So she comes to me. So I introduced myself, I asked her name was Cheryl, and we started talking. And I said, where is the cancer? She says, it's a breast cancer. So I knew about that, what the root problem was. And I said, do you have any bitterness towards your mother? She says, no. Is there any other female in your family that you might have bitterness towards? She says, yes, I have bitterness towards my sister, my oldest sister. So I said to her, are you willing to forgive her? She said, yes. Then after that, I said, well, what is your religion? What do you believe? She says, I'm spiritual, she says. Well, that, I said, does not count. There's only one spirit. That's the spirit. That's the spirit of God, I said. That's the only thing. And then there's one God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and the only power comes from Him. There's no other power. So she was listening. And I said, do you know about Jesus? Do you want to make Him your Lord and Savior? Do you know that He died on the cross for your sins? He rose again. Third day I went through the whole thing. She says, yes, she believed in that. Then I said to her, it's very important to make Jesus Christ, to surrender to Him, to make Him your Lord and Savior, and be the Lord of your life. But in the meantime, I said, I would like to pray a prayer for you to help you decide. So I prayed the prayer for her, and she was touched, and I saw tears in her eyes. And now I said, would you like to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior? She says, yes. So we pray the sinner's prayer. She accepted Christ as a Lord and Savior. And then I said, now I will pray for healing. We pray for healing. We command the cancer to die and be ejected out of her body. And then I pray that God will heal that woman. And after we finished the prayer, you will see she was crying. She was laughing. She was shouting. I don't feel the pain anymore, she says. I feel much better. And it was wonderful to see the scene there in a place where I wouldn't choose that place for a prayer meeting. It was a little small place selling junk food, beer, wine, cigarettes, and also pornographic materials, magazines and stuff. So everything that did not belong in that place, it was there anyhow. So she was hugging me, then she hugged me again, and she was excited, I mean, what had happened to her. And then I gave a card. I said, come and visit us. As whenever you can, come and visit us, I said, then we will help you or find another church to go. It's important to be in church. Then I said, you need the King James Bible and start reading the Bible and all this. And then he ended there and she left rejoicing. And it was a wonderful experience. And it was not only that, but this man raised as a Muslim. He's heard the power of God, how it touched my wife, how he healed my wife. And then he experienced it with this woman being there in person, what God can do. And so it was a wonderful thing that this man, although he did not get saved, I know for sure he's going to get saved because he experienced the power of God right there, then and there. So what do we learn out of this? We learn that to be instant in season and out of season. Whenever we have the opportunity, to take advantage of the opportunity. And as far as speaking to the people, God is going to fill our mouth with his words. He will give us the anointing. When he sends us, he will fill us with his power. And so we have nothing to be anxious, but take advantage of every opportunity that comes along our way. And pray also that God will use us, to use us that particular day. And that was what was my prayer that morning as I left the house to go to work. I pray, Lord, I'd like you to use me today. And I believe that he did everything. He led me to go and see that man, which I passed every week. I passed by there for many years. And this time, I decided to go. It was not my decision, but it was led by the Spirit of God to go there. And he made a divine appointment that this man also commented how that was something, a divine appointment, he said also. So I praise God for that, and I give him all the glory and the honor, and I privilege to be used.
Okay. Vasily, one more testimony, and then Pastor John.
I too want to have a praise report. About 3 years ago, when I was born again, I had fear of claustrophobia. Every time I work in the Bay Area and I have to go to the East Bay, I would take an hour out of my way to avoid the Calticut Tunnel. I cannot go in the tunnels, elevators, any crowded spaces. Since I was born again, then I managed to drive through the tunnel, but my problem isn't solved. But a week ago, I was sent to Pittsburgh on an engineering problem. I had to take some accurate measurements under the house because we're putting steel to stabilize this house. And I thought my problems were solved, so I start crawling, and as it gets tighter and tighter, I started to, the fear started approaching me. So I stopped for a moment and remembered that verse that Natalia said many weeks ago about God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. As soon as I said that, it's like 2 tons came off my shoulders, and I got the energy, the spirit in my veins, and I crawled all the way to that tight space, took a measurement, and I want to praise God. This is wonderful. Amen.
No more fear.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Since we met here last week, there's been a catastrophic event, because we have seen in the Samoas and the American Samoa, we had a tsunami, many people killed, and also in the Indonesia. And so we really need to be very, very thankful what God is doing in our lives and that we have been spared. So we want to pray here today for the people that are surviving and those that might still be trapped, that they will be able to come loose. I want to share with you about Grace Man. And let me tell you how he got the name Grace Man. His wife's name is Grace. And so I want to share this with you, ladies. And by the way, Vasily, you're not in trouble. Because about a year or 2 years ago, when you had a birthday, your wife slipped me a note and said, Vasily has a birthday today. So now you guys are even. So you can relax. Anyway, Grace, her found us on the internet probably about two and a half years ago. And she started to listen to us at the beginning. We didn't have a webcast at that time. And her husband had a really bad experience as a child with a stepfather that had been very bad. And so he had kind of got burned out in Christianity. And he was heavy involved in television, watching movies, and he just, you know, didn't want anything to do with God. And the more she got closer to God, actually, the more angry he got. So approximately, I would say about a month ago, maybe a little bit more, on one of our broadcasts, or webcast, I call it a broadcast, webcast, the Holy Spirit moved upon him, and simply showed him where he was at. He repented, and the Holy Spirit came down very, very powerful, and he had a complete change, and he asked for forgiveness, and he simply said, you know, I'm going to be walking with God before he had been dragging his feet. So now we got to celebrate not only that this man has, by the way, we might call him Grace Man, but his real name is Torbjörn. And Thomas is very skilled in pronouncing these Swedish names, so his name is Torbjörn. And he lives in Gothenburg or Göteborg. I called the other day, and this is kind of funny. One of the boys answered, and I could hear it was early in the morning, and people in Sweden, they have accents, and of course I got one too. So he simply said that, Dad, they're in skåning på telefonen som vi pratar med. And that people from the very south, and I'm not, so when they come to the phone, I joke with him and said, you know, that I'm in skåning from the south. And he laughed. So anyway, besides that, it's okay to be in skåning. Anyway, what he did was this. He's out of work right now. He's been witnessing to a man. And so this man had drive to Norway, from Gothenburg to Norway, back and forth. It's not maybe a 5-6 hour drive. And his car broke. So he rented a little trailer and took the guy with him and went up and picked up the car, took it home and witnessed to him all the way. And then he says here, we talked all the way there and home about God, Jesus. And tonight when we came home, I was able to pray with him a salvation prayer that God would save him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My friend's name is Jerry. And he has a problem with narcotics and alcohol. And but tonight he was saved, and he needs prayer. So we're going to pray for him tonight. And I'm really excited that, you know, the Holy Spirit works via the internet, telephone, printed material. That here we have a man that has only been on fire for the Lord for about maybe 2.5 months. And now he's starting to lead people to Christ. And this is really what I'm excited about. We have Soterios here and many others. And we also have people overseas that are starting to do the same thing. So praise God for that. And Torbjörn also needs a job. He's been asking here that we pray. He's offered a possible job with some former workers that have started a new company in the same branch he was in before. And if God really wants him to go there. Now when I got Norma back here, So, Norma, I need you to go back into the control booth because we're going to do something very special right now. So, somebody go back there. I called Joe DiCarlo last night. Haven't heard from him for a week. And I thought I'd hit the morgue. He was very sick. And he said he was so sick, you know, he was dizzy. He couldn't do this. He couldn't do that. And so I asked him, I said, about a newsletter. He says, my brain is not even there. So I felt, you know, that he was not going to be doing too well. Well, guess what? Who showed up here this morning? Joe DiCarlo. So here's what I had here, Joe. Pray for Joe DiCarlo, taken ill with some kind of flu symptoms. He got sick Friday night this week. So when we have prayer time today, I'm going to have you come up and thank God for your healing. All right? So before we do our prayer time right now, I'm going to have our remaining two missionaries to step up here. So I can see the control booth. They are now moving down toward the front here. And so praise God, here comes our remaining two missionaries that are sending the gospel every week. And this is my youngest and my oldest, I think. So let's start with, this is Joshua Terrell, and his name is Joshua John Terrell. And he has never been to public school. He's always been in a Christian school. So you want to share briefly, what do you do back there? Tell us briefly what you do. Go a little closer. It won't bite you. You know, you usually run this.
Usually I just do the soundboard, switching the microphones from music and the organ and piano. And then we have the testimonies, to have the stage mic, the one that I'm talking on right now. And then switching to John's microphone as well. And just making sure that everybody is sounding clearly and making sure we don't have any echoing sounds too.
What do you think when you're back then? Do you realize that you'd come a little closer? Do you realize that you're doing mission work? Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, now that we're pretty much everybody can hear us all over the world, that I guess we're kind of missionaries that we're broadcasting to everybody across the world. So,
okay. Now, if you have any young ladies watching us, this is the last one that is unmarried in the Terrell family, except when Charles Krupp is coming up and Charles Katarinas. So 22 years old, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for coming up. You were going to say something?
No.
This is Ken West. Now, Ken is a little bit on the shy side. But he is a... Let me just talk for you a little bit here. Now, Ken used to live in Visalia. By the way, if you want to zoom in here, this is a Navy shirt he got on here today. And how many years were you in the Navy?
Well, I was only in six. This is my son's.
This is your son's shirt. He was on that ship.
Yeah.
How many years were you in the Navy?
Six.
6 years. And so anyway, Ken retired from what our work is doing, and he decided to, with his wife, to sell their home in Visalia, which is about 4 hours south of us here, move to Sacramento, and to be part of the control booth back here. He's also a computer builder. He's the one, together with Charles, has built all the computers we're having. And he is doing our bookkeeping. He's doing a lot of different things. So if you are watching us out there, you says, well, you know, I'm going to be retired, or I'm thinking about retiring. Praise the Lord. Sell your house. Pack your bags. Get up here. We do have a slot for you. And, you know, one funny thing about your wife. I talked to her, you know, shortly she was going to retire. And she said, you know, I'm so worried that I will have nothing to do when I retire. So you, both you and her got something to do?
Yeah.
You're not bored?
No.
Now, was it last year that you have open heart surgery?
Yeah.
And so he had open heart surgery, God healed him, and you also had a slight stroke, and God healed you from that.
Right.
So this is your missionaries, when you're watching it, he's mixing, doing things. God bless you, Ken. Okay?
You don't want to dance?
Well, praise the Lord. So we're going to have prayer time then. So, Joe, you make your way up here. And everybody else that usually like is to help out the prayer. So come on up. And so, Joe, this is for you to pray. And by the way, when I hand these prayer slips out, don't give them back to me. Just take them down and you can frame them when you come home. You know you prayed for this. So we're going to have, we're going to begin here with this prayer request here. This is pray for Thomas Burns as the first court hearing is October 5th. A subdivision was built some 5 years ago and a general contractor is being sued by the owners for shoddy work. The general contractor is not a Christian. In order to get away from his responsibility, he has dragged all subcontractors into this lawsuit. So, Brother Vasily, since you are a contractor, an architect, would you pray for this request, that this will be dismissed?
The court date was moved to March.
There's nothing tomorrow?
No. I left you a voicemail.
Okay. All right. So, let's march. We destroy it then for March. Okay, I had a chance to talk to Michelle Gilman this week, and she found out that she's back to work. Despite having her mouth wired, she's able to speak, and she stated that despite the severe damage to her face, she has no pain. She's praising God, and we're praising God with her. The doctor stated it would take 6 to 7 weeks for her to be able to function and be healed, and it's only been some 3 weeks since the accident. So, Ina, you come and pray for this. I talked to Sweden this week. I called the I call them members of a ministry overseas, and it's a lady, and I will not give the name. And you remember we prayed for Overla Kell. He was up in Minnesota, a Swedish man, had been a missionary in Brazil. And he went over to Sweden because he doesn't know right now if he's going to be there or here. And my prayer request here is to pray for Overla Kell, who is currently in Sweden. He doesn't know if he's to move back to Sweden and minister there. Ove has been a pastor and event for many years, spent time in Brazil as a missionary. He has been battling cancer and is free from that, but his body is weak and does not have full strength. And I was told that when he came there, he fell down and hurt himself fairly badly. Ove is in his mid-60s. And pray that God will give him directions what to do next. So, Satyrus, would you pray for that particular? Please pray for a 9-month-old girl. Her name is Savannah. Now, where is she located? I got this from Cindy. Where is she located? Okay, is she a relative, friend, or as a friend? So please pray for a 9-month-old girl. Her name is Savannah. The doctors say she needs a heart and a lung transplant. She's very sick and very heavily medicated with morphine. So Sister Joanne says God healed you of cancer about a year ago. I'll let you pray for that. This is a request here for Philip Gladden and his wife Kathleen. They used to be members of this church. And Philip has problems with his liver. We need to pray for healing for him. Kathleen has back problems. They've been unable to go out of their home for some time. So we're going to have Sister Karen come and pray for this request. And then... Pray against the people who are speculating oil and driving up the price. Oil is currently at $69 a barrel. Also, pray for the finance for our ministers as we enter a new month. Let me explain just very briefly about the oil. Back in the before World War II, the American oil companies, were seven of them, plus British oil company, they owned the oil field, they did the transportation, they did the refining, they did everything. And the cost of oil at that time was $2 a barrel. So the different nations got very upset, and they started to nationalize their oil fields. Today, the oil companies do not own the oil fields. This is done by governments. They own them. That brought speculation. So what people are doing is this. They are simply speculating and saying, well, next month, I'm going to buy so many hundreds of thousands of barrels from Saudi Arabia or Iraq, whatever. And then they buy up what they call future, hoping that the price will go up. And by these men, these are also not only people, but they also hedge funds, huge funds. And in this way, they are shooting the oil up, and it is not mean that it costs more to produce it. It simply means that these people are manipulating. They want to make a fast dollar as much as possible. That's why we are praying against the speculators that we will have that destroyed. So, Thomas, will you handle that? And we're going to ask Charles here to continue to pray here for Torbjorn and Grace. Pray for Jerry. He got saved. That he will be grounded in the Word. That Torbjorn will be able to minister to him. And also for a job, that he will have the right job. So let's begin with Thomas then.
I also have one request too, that my mother-in-law is in a care facility, and she has to have somebody with her 24 hours a day, or, you know, all the time. And my wife got her in there, and then they just told her, she's on Social Security, and so they just told her, your mother-in-law's rent is going to be raised by $300. So it was taking all her money already. So we need a God to handle that situation. Okay, so I'm going to pray for that too. So, Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and thank you for our many blessings, Lord. We thank you, Father, that we have clothes, refrigeration, homes, cars. You know, we can go on all day long about the many blessings that we have. So we want to thank you for them. Recognizing that we are blessed because of you. And then also, Lord, I want to lift up my mother-in-law and the situation where they just raised the rent. They know full well what her income is. And so I thank you for your hand being over that situation. And it's going to work out whatever way you want it to work out. And then I want to pray for these oil prices and these speculators, Lord. There is such a thing as called an honest day's work. And you work and you get paid. And you know, this is what I believe is good, honest living. And these guys want to make money, not a little bit of money, but huge sums of money to, by doing nothing except speculating and moving money here and there. And they're doing it on the backs of people around the world. And Father God, so we lift up that situation to you. Let the speculator's market be destroyed. Let true, honest work and honest value come forth. That the people of the world can use the resources at a fair price. And we thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up Thomas Burns, who is a subcontractor in stucco work, and he was involved in a subdivision. And I just want to say that about 7 years ago, we purchased a house that was 100 years old. We refurbished it in top-notch condition, but because a previous sub dealt with the sewer system, so we just tied into his system, and when we sold the house, we were taken to court, and I have to say, first time in 40 years that I've been in construction, and I kind of been warned that you're going to lose, and they were right, mainly because I was under the impression that the court systems would favor me since I'm an honest person, but unfortunately, that's not the fact. The fact is, contractors are always supposedly crooks, even if we have decent people like Thomas Burns that does good work. So we just pray for Thomas Burns that he will, he's, I don't know what the word is, but his blames that somebody's pointing the finger at him will be removed, that he will stay and remain this purified person as we know him. This we praise you, worship you, and glorify you in Jesus' name. Only God's power can do this. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, my Heavenly Father, that I can be here today, and I praise you for that. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father. Today I hadn't planned to stand here. I didn't particularly wanted to be in front of everything here. But I thank you, God, that you works in your own mysterious ways. And I give you the honor and glory for Michelle. Many people have prayed for her besides me. And I thank you for that, God. And I have to say this, that I have never heard her so clear in speaking as she did, despite the circumstances in her life. It was so clear, and I understood every word she said. And I give you the honor and glory for this thing. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that you haven't finished yet, but very soon she will be coming back here to testify what you have done in her life. And it's wonderful. And I thank you also that I have learned to walk not by sight, because as you spoke, Jesus, that if we believe when we haven't seen the full thing in full healing, completely a manifestation, and we still believe, that's where it is at. And I praise you. I give you the honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
I thank you, Father God, that you are the God that healeth thee. And I thank you for Phil Lip and Kathleen Gladden, that they are your children and that you've called them into a ministry to do your work. I thank you that you are going to heal them and that through the power of your Holy Spirit that you will reveal to them if there is anything that is in them, a spiritual root that they need to deal with that is blocking the healing that is in need in their bodies. And I ask that you would open up their hearts to the power of the Holy Spirit. And I just thank you that you've already put to death all death and all illness and everything that troubles us at your death and resurrection. And I just give you the praise and I give you the glory. And I thank you for victory in their lives. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, lift up. We lift up to you over luck. And Father, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you finish the work, the good work that you began in that man's life. For complete healing, complete recovery, we pray, O Lord, and supernatural strength. He might be weak now, O Lord, but you can make him strong. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for touching him mightily. Right now, we pray in the name of Jesus and heal his body. O Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus and your name be glorified. We pray, O Lord, that you give him direction. Direction as to where you're going to have him. O Lord, minister to what mission you have for him. Let him, O Lord, receive it. Let him, O Lord, not miss the message where you're directing him. Let him find it. Let him receive it crystal clear, the direction that you have for him, O Lord, in the ministry. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for using that man for your glory and your honor. And your name be glorified, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to hear good reports soon and very soon, we pray, O Lord, of what our Lord, our God, has done in that man's life. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Heavenly Father, I just thank and praise you for giving me the opportunity to thank my brothers and sisters, and especially, Father, to thank you for the healing that you've sent me, a sickness that I've seen take form usually 5 days to 3 weeks. And for me, Lord, you've granted me the grace and the healing to bring me out of it in 36 hours. And I just look to you alone for my healing, and I thank and praise you for all of the blessings you bring into my life. And I just want to thank all my brothers and sisters who were praying for me, that as my world was spinning and I had vertigo and I had all of these symptoms, that I didn't think I could be here to serve the Lord in my capacity in the control booth, but that he has changed all that overnight, and that I feel great today. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father.
And Father, we do thank you for all the answered prayers that we have in our life. And we may not see what we consider to be large miracles, fantastic miracles, but Father, we do see things consistently from you, that when we call upon you, whether it be a sickness or salvation, or when we pray for someone like Tobin and Grace and Jerry in another country, around the other side of the world, there is no distance, Father, with you. There's things that just happen immediately in the spirit world. And Father, we thank you for Tobin's testimony that he has, that you got a hold of him in a radical sort of way. And we can see that. And Father, we thank you that you gave him a divine appointment to speak with this man, Jerry, and that he was also given the gift of repentance. And Father, we just ask that this would just be continuing to a snowball effect, that it would just continue on and on and on. Now, Father, we just ask that you would just, I don't know what Jerry's circumstances are, but get him grounded, Father. Have him to desire to know you more and to read your word, to talk to you, and to fellowship with like-minded believers. And Father, we just continue to pray for Grace and Tobin, that they would be able to settle down into the life that you would have for them as they are still transitioning. And that he would know what it is for your perfect will when it comes to a job in the future. So Father, we just thank you for the things that you're doing in our life. And again, Father, I do thank you for Job being able to be here today. You know, we can say to ourselves, well, it's just a simple matter. You know, it just got flushed out of his system. Maybe not. But Father, we prayed. But we have him standing here today. We thank you for that. That is evidence. Let us not take those things for granted, Father. In Jesus' name.
And Father God, we thank you and praise you for the prayers you give us for little Savannah. And we thank you and praise you that you're going to answer the prayers for little Savannah that you give us to pray. And Father God, I know that when Jesus Christ was whipped, his stripes healed me of colon cancer. And his stripes can heal little Savannah. You can do it supernaturally in a split second, or you can have a heart transplant and a lung transplant for this little baby girl. And we thank you and praise you, Lord God, that she's going to grow up to be a young woman of God. I don't know if her parents are saved. If she knows Cindy, she probably is. But we just thank you and praise you for everything that you do for little Savannah, that she'll be beautiful and she'll be in Jesus and she'll be speaking your name and your healing everywhere she goes. And we just thank you and praise you, Father God, for those stripes that heal us and the prayers you give us that you answer. In Jesus' powerful name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to lift up Sister Kate to you today, Lord. And Father God, she's been faithful here for week after week, Lord, and we know that she had a tough week. And in the name of Jesus, we command you, Satan, to take your filthy hands off her. For every demon that's been oppressing her and hurt her, Father God, to be taken off her back. Have you thank you right now, where she's at, Lord, for your Holy Ghost power to come down upon her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord, and to drive away all defeats. Every defeat shall be driven. Every evil work that's been done against her shall be destroyed. Have you thank you for restoring her, that we'll see her again with a big smile on her face, Lord. Father, she is working hard to go through and get ready for deliverance. And we thank you for total victory here, Lord. I want to thank you, Father God, for a praying church that we can pray. And Father God, I want to pray particularly, we know that we have people, Father God, we have a little church up, home church in state of New York, Father, in Oriskany. We know, Father God, we are in Belgium, a little home church there. And there are many places in Sweden. And Father God, in other places that I cannot even remember right now, I know of. But we pray today, Father God, for your Holy Ghost to fall upon every person. If they're watching us in Italy, Germany, Belgium, Sweden, Norway, it does not make any difference. Let your Holy Ghost power fall. Have you prayed particularly for Patty Sims, Father God? You know that she had difficulty this week. Have you thank you for healing her with her thyroid? We thank you, Father God, for giving her victory over this spat that she had with her neighbors. And Father God, there be a total victory in the Sims family in New York State. Have you thank you for that, Father God? We give you praise now. Have you thank you that all our prayers are now on the altar? And they will be answered in due time. And we thank you now in Jesus' name. And those who are agreed said, amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. With this, we have the outlines handed out.